Unit 5. How learning a foreign language has changed my life.
Hey everybody, my name's Leo. I'm from the United States and I go to Roosevelt High School in Seattle, the city where I'm from. I'm 17 years old. Today, I want to tell you guys a little bit about my experience while I was in Italy, and just generally about what got me interested in Italy and Italian culture. Last year, I started taking Italian as an elective course. I really liked Mr. Rossi, who was our teacher, and I've always been interested in Italian architecture since it's so beautiful and majestic and has such a long, interesting history. I also love how Italian sounds. It's almost like music sometimes, and hearing it makes me feel like I'm drinking a fancy cappuccino by the sea under the warm sun with some beautifully dressed people all around me who are always smiling and in a good mood. That's probably just some random dream I had, but I wanted to see if this could come true in real life. So I wanted to find out what the people who were speaking this musical language were really saying, to hear how they describe where they live, how they look at the world, how they discuss problems. I wondered if I would still find the language so beautiful to listen to if I knew what the people were saying. Of course, I also wanted to see all of the famous sights in Italy. This was my main motivation for taking the language class, and I enjoyed every minute of it. When Mr. Rossi told us we would spend 2 weeks in Rome as part of class, I was overwhelmed with happiness. We would attend an Italian language school, stay with Italian host families, and get to go sightseeing. I was over the moon excited and looked forward to the trip every day until we left. I was especially excited to find out whether or not a lot of the stereotypes I'd heard about were true, like that all Italians eat spaghetti. They're the worst drivers in the world. They love coffee, always talk with their hands, and other stuff. Oh, also that most Italians live for soccer and go crazy while cheering for their teams. During our class trip, we visited the Colosseum in Rome, the Roman Forum, Circus Maximus, and St. Peter's Basilica. I was so amazed. The buildings were even more enormous and impressive than I had imagined. I also got to see whether or not my list of stereotypes proved to be true. First of all, I have to say that I had never eaten better pizza or spaghetti in my entire life. I also found out that Italians do, in fact, talk loudly and with their hands. Many are addicted to high fashion and ride around on Vespas all the time. Others seem to be constantly enjoying life and are super social and family-oriented. I feel so lucky that I got to go on this trip and see Rome with my own eyes. Regardless of stereotypes, it was nice to realize that I still love the language just as much, and that life really is better when you focus on simple things like family, good food and friends, and are grateful and happy for what you have.